This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. It's great to have you with us today. It was the scene on the South Lawn yesterday. Republicans lined up on the South Portico of the White House to celebrate with President Trump a giant tax cut and the first tax overhaul in three decades. Meanwhile, back on Capitol Hill, Democrats had just let another legislative priority slip away, at least for now.
We feel very strongly that DACA must pass and pass by December 31st.
We must keep our word and our promise to them.
These are young people who study, who work, who live next door to us every single day.
We must pass the Bipartisan Dream Act now.
We have votes. I have no question that if we put the bill on the floor, it would win.
We think we're going to have a good number of our Republican colleagues join us. And so I am very optimistic that it will pass.
The Democrats, as you heard, have pledged for months there would be no government spending deal this Christmas unless a fix to the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program went along with it. To put it plainly, the Dems said, deal with DACA, Republicans, or you've just bought yourself a government shutdown. Well, that was then. The Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said on Tuesday this week the government will be funded, at least until mid-January, even though DACA still hangs out there unresolved.
Is DACA on the table?
Senator Schumer and I have already discussed this. No, we'll not be doing DACA this week. That's for a matter to be discussed next year. The president's given us till March to address that issue. We have plenty of time.
Plenty of time, says the Republican leader. But is that how 700 DACA recipients in this country feel? Congressman Luis Gutierrez is a Democrat. He represents the 4th District in Illinois. Congressman, thanks for being here.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be with you. Thanks for the invite.
Congressman, your reaction to the Democratic leadership in Congress backing off here, at least before this next spending deadline?
Yeah, well, I'm pretty proud of the Democrats in the House. Seems we're going to stick together today. Remember, this is all dependent on one thing, and that is Republicans are the majority. They're 240 weak, strong in the House of Representatives. And they need 218 votes. If they present a Republican budget, a Republican CR, and it doesn't include our priorities, our values, then they need to find the votes. And if they find them, then they're going to approve it. I think it's our responsibility to stand up and say, we're not going to work with you. We're not going to collaborate with you unless it includes a clean fix and a Dream Act. In the Senate, it's another issue. And that's where I don't see the kind of firmness and commitment. And I hope that the minority leader in the Senate, Chuck Schumer, stands up for those dreamers. They visited him in his office. Because here's, in essence, my point. You know, you cannot say you love them and then put them on the stage at the 2012 Democratic Convention so that you can go out to the communities of voters in America and see, look what good people we are, what good public policy we are, and then not fight with them with the same kind of integrity and the same kind of importance. And they're just not doing that, I think.
So, Congressman, lots of advocacy groups are looking for the fix here. They're putting the pressure on, and you're referring to it. A spending deal today probably only goes a few weeks. Are you convinced that Democrats will have the leverage in mid-January for some kind of DACA fix, that they'll be able to push down on Republicans and get this deal done then? Because that seems to be the plan now.
Here's the essence of it, right? We're the minority party, and we've got to use our leverage. So what's our leverage? If you need our votes, if you need Democratic votes, then it's got to be something that's reflective of our values. But they want to celebrate Christmas and race home for the Christmas season and leave millions of kids without health care.
But what about after Christmas, Congressman? Because it looks like there's going to be another showdown, I don't know, maybe around January 19th or 20th when this current spending deal expires.
But here's my point. We can do it now. We can say, look, if the government is such a government that is treating people badly and is abusing people and is not fulfilling its commitment as you see it, then you have a responsibility to say no to that government and to funding that government. And if the senators join Democratic senators in the Senate, then you're not fulfilling your commitment. Then what you said is you can turn your back on a constituent group. And, you know, I wouldn't turn my back on women. I wouldn't turn my back on gay people. I just wouldn't turn my back on the environment, just like I wouldn't turn my back on these immigrant youth.
Congressman, you seem to be sending a message to Democrats everywhere who largely have Latino voters on their side, that if they don't come through here, they're putting a core constituency at risk.
Look, I want to make it very, very clear. In this last election, there was one really, really big lie after another. And one of them was that somehow 30% of the Latinos voted for Donald Trump. Well, guess what? In the 4th congressional district that I represent, he got 10% of the vote, and you can go and look it up. My congressional district is not uniformly Latino. It's 73% Latino, but it is a majority Latino district, and you can see how people voted. And I'm going to tell you something. I want to make sure the American public understand this is a priority for us. These kids, these youth that have come forward, signed up, given their names, their addresses, gone through a background check, and are now vulnerable to this mass deportation policy of this president. We asked them to sign up, and now it's our responsibility to protect them. And the way to protect them, if that means that we deny our votes and the government shuts down, that's on the Republicans. They're the majority party in the House and the Senate. Our responsibility is to advance an agenda of justice and of fairness and of priorities. And I got to tell you, whether you're Hispanic or not Hispanic, whether you're immigrant or born here, you know those kids deserve a pathway forward.
And Congressman, in January, do you think enough of your Democratic colleagues, let's say probably in the Senate, I think you're right about that, are going to be willing to go to the mat the way you are for a government shutdown?
They had better, or they have to understand one thing. There will be a lot of disillusionment and a lot of anger at the Democratic Party. I know we're the party in the minority, but if we have the leverage, if you have the leverage to stop something bad from happening and you don't do it, then you're an accomplice of those that are taking bad and evil actions against the American people.
Congressman Luis Gutierrez, Democrat from Illinois' 4th District. Congressman, thanks so much.
Thank you, Todd.